6'3", 210-pound, four-star recruit out of Arlington, Texas, and Oak Ridge High School, putting together some wide receiver talent here in the state of Utah alongside Margin Hooks, former BYU wide receiver Ross Oppos on the line. What's up, Ross? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us and breaking down some of the talent that you're, number one, developing, and then also telling us a little bit about the talent here in the state of Utah at the wide receiver position and skill position. We're talking, though, recruiting. Jake poses the question and talks a little bit about the pros and cons of offering an eighth grader.
First off, Ross, how old were you when you got your first offer?
Fifteen, somewhere around there.
So sophomore year, freshman year-ish?
Freshman year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably, what, 6'1", 6'2", big old hands?
yeah, I was about 6'2", big hands. I run pretty fast.
Not compared to where you got, but I'm saying that's a pretty safe bet. Some of these kids are 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and they look like Great Dane puppies. Is it that risky to offer those kids?
Yeah, pros and cons.
They're going to be huge. They're going to be talented. Their dad used to play ball. It's a safe bet. I think BYU's smart.
Well,
let
Ross analyze it real quick. Yeah. Ross, do you think it's good? Do you think it's a good
thing
to
offer?
Is it too early?
There's an exception. Yeah, it is too early, with the exception of some people. And I mean, you know, Raider, one of the guys I train, you know, Raider DeMooney, he's only in eighth grade and he's committed to BYU. But that dude, you know, that guy right there, when he works out, I work him out with the older guys. He doesn't work out with his own age group. He's getting ready for high school and then getting ready, you know, for college. And so, you know, there's an exception with guys, but you know, if I were a coach, I don't think I'd be offering any eighth graders and ninth graders. You just never know. People come out of the woodworks all the time. And so, and, you know, anything can happen.
But, well, break down Raider's skill set. I mean, do you see him becoming an FBS football player? He's got an offer. He's committed to BYU. He's working out with the older group. What does the coaching staff see in him?
His height, he's about 6'3", maybe like 175, 180, big kid, big strong hands, goes up and gets the ball, and he can run. He's a strider. He has deceptive speed, so it's kind of hard to guard because, you know, you don't think he's running fast, but each stride is covering about 3.5 yards, 4 yards, and, you know, right now we're just polishing his 45-degree cuts, getting in and out of curl routes, you know, just the separation, because with big guys, you know, it's hard to get in and out of cuts, and if you can do that, you know, you're pretty much complete. You're doing things that little guys do, but you're 6'3", you know, 200 pounds doing it.
Tough. Yeah, that's
and
tough
so,
to guard.
You know, with Raider, he just has big hands. He has mitts. I think he's dropped like 2 passes since I've been working out with him for the past couple months. And so that guy, he's sure-handed, and he's getting better every day.
Yeah, plus I mean, dad played at the FBS level, was successful. Uncles played at the FBS level. First cousin just committed to Stanford. I mean, that bloodline would tell you that that's a pretty safe investment for the coaching staff. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if there's a 7th grade kid that's 6'2" with big hands and his last name's Oppo, BYU's probably going to offer, right? I mean, let's just be real. It doesn't the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. But here's a question for you. We've seen Utah, as far as a recruiting bed, really evolve. You know, you're from Texas, a different place where the recruiting is insane. Here in Utah in the last decade, a lot of teams have started to come here to try and get these big kids that play, you know, the trenches, linebackers, sometimes quarterbacks, tight ends. And it's really taken off in the last decade. Does Utah have the talent at the wide receiver position that if they start to get developed by guys like you, where it can become a hotbed for skill positions as well?
Oh yeah, definitely, and that's like one of my main goals is is to turn, you know, Utah into a state where coaches can come here and find receivers. Because, you know, just like you just said, it's, you know, there's a lot of good linemen here, a lot of good D linemen here. I would never hesitate to say that, you know, this is a quarterback state. And it's obvious because a lot of quarterbacks come out of here. And, you know, I just wanted to be that way for the receivers too, because there's a lot of good receivers here. It's just, you know, they need help with the little things, in their routes. And, you know, that's what I wanted to kind of help with. And so, you know, some of the guys that I've got right now, feedback from other coaches, they just look, you know, way different from last year, from when they had played them. And, you know, that's good. And, you know, these guys want offers. So I'm going to do whatever I can to help them get this, to reach their goals. And, you know, that's what the parents, you know, that's what they pay me for, is help their kids reach their full potential and, you know, go on and play college ball. And so far, a lot of guys that I have been able to pull in some offers, whether it's D1, you know, D2, whatever it may be, you know. And so it's always a good feeling whenever, you know, I get a text from a guy like, hey, coach, I just got offered. And, you know, there's nothing like that feeling.
Former BYU great wide receiver Ross Oppo here on ESPN 960. Ross, who are some of those players, who are some of the wide receivers that are making waves in the recruiting world here in the state of Utah?
Man, there's several. I know Cade Moore over at Lehigh. He was making a lot of buzz yesterday. I posted several clips of him because I was just down at BYU watching some of the guys I train with Coach Cahoon, kind of getting a little evaluation, things they need to work on. And you know, Cade, he's a complete guy. I mean, he went to the Elite 11 and you know, did his thing there, and that's not an easy thing to do. And so, you know, I have Cade Moore, then Dax Helm and Braden Cosper up at Bingham, and then underclassmen Braden Whistler also at Bingham. He's going to come up pretty fast. I got some stuff with him. And then Chase Roberts, I've worked with him a couple times, but I think his dad played at BYU as well, and he's on the radar. Man, the list can just keep going on and on.
Who's the best receiver in the state then? Who's the best prospect in your opinion? Best wide receiver in the state?
The best receiver in the state, and this is coming from DBs that guarded him, and that would be Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
He might be one of the best on the West Coast. And so he'll finish out as an All-American, you know, as long as we keep on his routes and his feet and everything like that, he'll be an All-American, and he'll go on to play wherever he wants to. Because I'm hoping he gets this USC and UCLA offer this weekend before he's back there.
Well, it seems like you know, these things kind of happen with – there's trends, right? And you saw Simi Fehoko be an All-American wide receiver coming out of this state, and then all of a sudden coaches start looking and saying, who's the next Simi, right? And then when it becomes the next guy, they say, who's the next, you know, guy that was able to do it? This weekend coming up, you got the all-poly camp with all the coaches coming in from all over the country. You got any receivers that are going to be attending over there?
I haven't asked any of them yet. They're all kind of just recovering from all the running they've been doing. So, I mean, I'll find out this week, and then I'll probably end up just posting something on Twitter as well, which guys I'll have going out there, you know, just to keep an eye on them. Cause I mean, so far everywhere they've went, they've put on a show, and,
yeah.
You know, that's just what they're there to do. Put on the show and impress coaches.
Ross Oppo, tell us a little bit about the teams that showcased their skills at that 7-on-7 tournament this past weekend.
Which teams?
Yeah, which teams look the best?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Lehigh, they looked really good. They looked really good. Cameron, he just, I don't even know what to say about his ball. He could throw it anywhere. They looked really good. I got to catch some of Orem. Orem looked good. Bingham. I watched Bingham play a little bit. And American Fork. I know there was a level up team with some of the West guys on there that I know, and then you know, mostly it was just those teams that I saw. And then the Ute Shoot, pretty much the same thing. Tempe looked good at the Ute Shoot. East looked good.
Who's the best quarterback in the state, Ross?
From my knowledge, I'd have to say Cameron Cooper down at Lehigh. And I've when I was training for the NFL, I was actually catching balls from him. And one of the passes he threw, I ran like a curl, and he threw it right as I came out of my break, and that's when I knew. I was like, man, this guy's gonna be good, and that was like 3 years ago. And so I think Cameron, you know, Cameron's the top quarterback in the state, but it's close with Zach Wilson and Bronson Barron and those guys.
Well, Ross, if there are parents listening, future wide receivers listening that want to improve their skills, how can they get in contact with you to start training with you?
Mostly everybody they contact me through Twitter. So it's just at @RossTopPole_mile wide receiver, and then they just contact me from there. From there, I have my business card on there, so then it has like my email, my Instagram, all my contact information is on there. And then after we get off the phone, I'll probably post it again, just so you know people can see it.
Sounds great, man. We'll retweet it. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on with us, giving us some insight into what's going on down there at BYU and locally amongst these very talented wide receivers here in the state of Utah. Underrated, I might add. Ross Oppel, thanks so much.